Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a longtime proud supporter of Living on Earth. By making our yogurt cups thinner, we reduce the fuel needed to ship them. That cuts costs and carbon emissions. Who says what's good for the earth isn't good for business?
Time now for another holiday story from Mexico, and I'll share this one with everybody. It's called The Legend of the Poinsettia. Pepita was a little girl who lived in the small village of San Pancho, Mexico, hundreds of years ago. Pepita's parents were farmers, and they were very poor. And as Christmas approached, Pepita's mother and father became sick. She had to help care for her little brother and sister. There was much work to be done, and young Pepita did her best to cook and clean and help with the burrow in the fields. All the other people of the village were busy decorating the church and making special gifts to give to the baby Jesus on Christmas Eve. Everyone was planning to take part in the Christmas Eve procession, singing and carrying candles. Then Padre Gonzalez would place the figure of the baby Jesus in the manger, and the villagers would place their special gifts around the manger. Pepita had tried to weave a colorful blanket for the baby, but she was too little and the yarns became tangled. She tried to sew little leather boots for her gifts, but the leather was too tough and she was not strong enough to push the needle through. She tried to think of something very special that her family could give to the baby Jesus, but with her parents sick and her younger brother and sister too small to help, she could think of nothing. And soon it was Christmas Eve. The villagers lit the candles and began singing as they walked through San Pancho carrying their gifts to place at the manger. Pepita hid in the darkness, watching with tears in her eyes as the procession went to the church. Suddenly, an old man stepped from the shadows nearby. "Little girl, are you Pepita?" he said. "Sí," answered Pepita, wondering who he could be. "I have a message for you," he said. "Your mama and papa are going to get well soon. Do not worry. Go to the church and celebrate Christmas with the other villagers. Your brother and sister are waiting for you." "I can't," Pepita told him. "I don't have a gift to put in the manger. I tried to make something, but I couldn't finish it." "Ah, Pepita, whatever you give, the baby Jesus will love because it comes from you."
But what can I give?"
And Pepita began looking around. She saw a big patch of green weeds nearby. Pepita rushed over and picked a huge armful. Then she turned to the old man, but he was gone. Pepita walked into the church. All the candles were blazing. The children were singing as she came down the aisle with her bundle of green weeds.
"What is Pepita carrying?" the villagers whispered. "She's bringing weeds into the church."
Pepita placed the green weeds all around the manger. Then she bowed her head and prayed. A hush fell over the church. Then voices whispered,
"Look, look, look at the weeds."
Pepita opened her eyes. Each weed was topped with a flaming red star. And when everyone went outside after the mass, all the bunches of tall green weeds throughout the town were covered with red. Pepita's simple gift had become beautiful. And since then, every December, the red stars shine on the top of the green branches in Mexico. Of course, those green weeds are poinsettias. The plants are native to Mexico and Central America. The Aztecs revered them as a gift from the gods. Later, poinsettias became associated with Christmas because they bloom at this time of year. In Mexico, they're called fire flower or Christmas flower or flower of the holy night. They were first brought north by Joel Roberts Poinsett, who served as the U.S. minister to Mexico from 1825 to 1830. He eventually became wealthy breeding these plants that now bear his name. And by the way, contrary to popular myth, poinsettias aren't poisonous. Alita, what does that story bring up for you?
I tell that story, and I think it's a beautiful legend. I grew up with poinsettias always at Christmas time. I had one of my aunts who used to grow them in her backyard, and she always gave them to us for Christmas time. And I didn't know the story growing up, so it was real interesting when I heard the story, you know, to relate it to my growing up with the poinsettias. But we never call them poinsettias. We always call them la flor de Navidad or la flor de la Nochebuena.
The flower of the holy night. Mm-hmm. Maria?
Yeah, I just, you know, when listening to that story, I remember my mom when we would go to Mexico over the holidays, and she would say, "Vamos a comprar las Nochebuenas. Tenemos que ir a buscar las Nochebuenas." And there was always this thing about las Nochebuenas. And I would be like, "What?" Because Nochebuena means, you know, good night or holy night. And I didn't quite understand it until then. Finally, I would see my mom going to the market and, you know, stocking up and making sure that the house was filled with Nochebuenas. But I had never heard that story. So for me, it's a story that now you can be sure that I will be incorporating into my own family's traditions of our Dominimex kids who are, you know, experiencing Christmas. Who knows where they'll be, anywhere from New York to Bethlehem, Connecticut, to Mexico, to the Dominican Republic. So, but I guess this will be part of the stories that I'll just tell them now because it's really wonderful.
Antonio?
Well, it just reminded me of how incredible a celebration the whole Christmas season is for Latinos. I mean, it starts with the celebration of the Virgin of Guadalupe, and then it goes all the way through January 6th, the day of the kings, the three kings, and the posadas all through. It's just it's a 2 month huge party, is what it is, and that's just when I see the ponserias, I begin to remember this is the beginning of the party, and it won't end until, well, some people all the way into February.
You're listening to the Living on Earth Holiday Special, Celebrations in Latino Landscapes, in cooperation with Latino USA. I'm Steve Kerwood, and we'll be right back.